So a lot of people in the Adelaide Hills are really concerned about safety on our roads, particularly as the population booms, more and more people depending on the southeastern freeway as well. So there's a small group of community members who've gotten together to create a new group to tackle the issue. It's called the Mount Barker Road Safety Action Group. And I'm joined by a couple of the members now, crash survivor Eli Mearn, he's the chair, and Sally Harding, secretary. Welcome to the studio, Sally and Eli.
Thank you.
Good morning.
How did this come to be? It sounds like there's a lot of people getting worried as the population booms. Is that right?
I guess so. I think initially, 14 years ago, there was about 13 community road safety groups throughout the hills, and now there's none apart from ours.
Jeez.
And so Darren Davis, the director of the Get Home Safe Foundation, actually approached me, us, about forming one because there's a gap. And as you mentioned, there's more and more people coming to the hills. Mm. So collectively, I guess, we're trying to be proactive about reducing the road toll.
And the Mount Barker Road Safety Action Group, which is what we call ourselves, happened really quite by chance. It started with a visit in June that I made to the Landing Cafe in Aston Hills, which is one of the new estates, fabulous estate. And there was an open day or an activation day for the cafe after some stops and starts in business. And I met Eli, who works there and was making his special toasties, and funds were being raised for the Get Home Safe Foundation. So I asked what the foundation was, what it was about. And as a CFS volunteer who has an interest in well-being of frontline responders who attend road crashes and are, of course, naturally impacted by the by what they do in their work, I've got an interest in reducing road trauma, and this is my way. So we got talking, and with a bit of experience as a secretary and working on committees, we were all systems go.
Great. So Eli, are you able to tell us your story? What happened to cause your accident?
Mine was in 2004, so a fair while ago. Yeah, I was 24. And it was in the hills. It was on Cherry Gardens Road. It was at 10:30 at night. I was speeding and showing off to my girlfriend, who was in the passenger seat, like an idiot. I lost control, hit two pine trees on the other side of the road. And I was rushed to Flinders Medical Centre. I was in ICU for a fortnight. I was in the high care ward for another 6 weeks, so 2 months of Flinders all up. And then I spent 9 months at the Hampstead Rehabilitation Centre, learning how to walk, learning how to talk, dress, eat, wash, shave, all the stuff that quote-unquote normal people do.
Oh, gosh, that would have been tough.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was a bit of an ordeal.
Yeah, I mean, physically but mentally as well, right?
Yeah. For a long time at the beginning, I'd have very, very vague memories of it, but I can remember for a long time at the beginning when would have been the most traumatic part mentally to get over it. I didn't really know what was going on. I didn't know where I was. I didn't know who these people were. I just, all I knew was that I couldn't move. So I really had no way of expressing anything, expressing my frustrations I just had to lie there and wait until something happened.
So all these years later, what do you grapple with still?
I have a fair amount of mobility issues. I will always have trouble walking, especially with steps and uneven surfaces and things like that. And fatigue is still a massive part of my daily life. I have afternoon naps pretty much every day. Fatigue, it's not just like physical fatigue. I get really mentally fatigued as well, and I can't make the simplest of decisions at the end of the day. Like, I don't like being asked questions because it requires thought, and I prefer just to deal with whatever happens, you know.
But you're really putting yourself out there, though.
Stop asking questions.
Sorry. Good with your questions.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yes. Yeah. No, but you really must put yourself out there then. So what's inspired you to be an ambassador and, you know, have to answer those questions and talk for long times when you have those challenges every day?
That's a good question. One of the worst questions I don't like being asked is good questions. I guess at the beginning I just thought, well, I'd really like to do what I can to use my trauma, my story, my experience as something that can be positive for other people. And as much of a negative as it has been for me, I wanted to create a positive for other people. I started presenting with the Metropolitan Fire Service in their road awareness program about 14 years ago, and that's just a way of me that we present to year 11s in high schools, and that's just a way of me. I guess it's a foot in the door because I can't just ring up schools and go, hey, I'd love to come and talk to your kids. Oh, I've got a brain injury, and like this, I can't imagine the coordinators at schools being very open to random calls on the phone.
But they invite you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, being a road crash survivor, Eli, and establishing this new road action safety group in Mount Barker, you know, being an ambassador for the Get Home Safe Foundation, how would you like people to change their behaviours? What are some important things that you want people to take away from your message?
A big one is everybody gets to choose the risks they take on the road, but nobody gets to choose the consequences. That's, keep that in the forefront of your mind. When and if you're thinking, I'm going to take a risk, there are no small risks. A risk is a risk, and you don't get to choose what happens after that.
That's very true, you know, whether it's looking down at your phone or...
Exactly.
Getting distracted or being a speed demon. Yeah.
Well, not even a speed demon, just two or three over.
Yeah. And then there's other people to consider as well.
Absolutely. That's a big part of it.
Yeah.
And on that, very few people have not been directly or indirectly impacted by road trauma, especially in regional areas, especially in Mount Barker and the Adelaide Hills. It's never far away. So, and a special mention to Ryan Philcox, who owns and runs the Landing Cafe, who lost his brother in a road crash. He's sort of the third party in how we started up. And the Mount Barker Community Centre, who was supporting us as well, they're across so many of our local issues and are aware of the far-reaching impacts of road trauma.
So what's next with the group? What do you hope to achieve, Sally?
We are in planning phase now that we're proper and official. So and we would love as many people who have an interest in reducing the impact of road trauma to join us. They can go to the Get Home Safe Foundation website through there to get in touch with us, or it doesn't necessarily have to be in Mount Barker. If there are some people interested in their own group or refreshing some that existed. So we have had a good presence. It's cyclical, but now, of course, as you know, 17% into our expected population growth for the Mount Barker region. Yes, it is a good time for us to be advocates across a whole range of road safety issues. All road users really is who we will, I think, be representing.
Graham? Oh, well, thank you for coming in and sharing your story today, Eli Mearn, and Sally Harding for joining us as well to tell us about the great work you'd like to achieve.
Thank you for your support.
My absolute pleasure, and thank you.